When fiction becomes a blueprint. The Handmaid's Tale was supposed to be a warning, not a how-to manual. But as Hulu prepares to drop the final season on April 8, 2025, it's hard not to feel like we're living in the prologue to Gilead. The MAGA movement is no longer just cosplay nationalism, it's drafting policy. And Project 2025? It's the blueprint. Remember those chilling flashbacks from the show? When women's bank accounts were frozen overnight. When border agents tore families apart. When people said, it won't happen here, right before it did. We're there. This isn't just about reproductive rights. This is about control, of women, of dissent, of truth itself. Atwood didn't invent Gilead from thin air. She pulled it from history. Now, we're watching history repeat itself, with better branding and worse hashtags. Let's break it down. Gilead's origin story wasn't fictional. Margaret Atwood's 1985 novel painted a world built from ashes, of war, of crisis, of apathy. In The Handmaid's Tale, the sons of Jacob exploited fear and infertility to dismantle the Constitution and erect a theocratic regime. They suspended civil liberties, shut down Congress, executed journalists, and then systematically erased women's rights. The Hulu series amplified this with brutal detail. Forced pregnancies, ritualized rape, the Red Center indoctrination, public executions, and the horror of watching your daughter be handed off to someone else and calling it blessing. Atwood has said it before. Everything in Gilead has happened somewhere before. 7. In America, it's starting to happen again. Women's rights. Erosion by design. In Gilead, women couldn't own property, read books, work jobs, control their bank accounts, wear what they wanted. Even the women who helped build the system, like Serena Joy, became prisoners of it. Sound extreme? Here's what's happening in the real world. A 2024 UN report showed that 1 in 4 countries reported active backlash against women's rights. 11. In the US, the White House redefined woman by biological sex in January 2025, erasing trans women from legal protections under the guise of restoring truth. 13. The Equal Rights Amendment was finally recognized and still faces lawsuits to stop it. 14. States like South Dakota passed anti-trans laws banning kids from bathrooms based on gender identity. 12. This isn't about feminism versus tradition. It's about weaponizing gender to consolidate control. Reproductive rights, from choice to criminalization. In Gilead, fertility was a national resource, and fertile women were property. Handmaids existed to breed, nothing more. They were raped in the ceremony. Abortion was a capital crime, and infertility? Blamed entirely on women. After the fall of Roe v. Wade in 2022, that fictional dystopia feels less hypothetical. Abortion is banned or restricted in more than half the U.S. 16. Arizona, Texas, Kentucky, and Idaho have pushed laws so extreme they force women to carry pregnancies from rape or deny life-saving care. 17. The Comstock Act, a 150-year-old law banning obscene materials by mail, is being revived to block abortion pills nationwide. 17. The Trump Administration, 2025 edition, already reinstated the global gag rule and is gutting reproductive health care protections. 19. Gilead outlawed choice. We're watching our courts do the same, one ruling at a time. Surveillance, censorship, and the rise of the theocratic state. Gilead wasn't built overnight. It used crisis to justify control. News was censored. The Constitution was suspended. The eyes watched everything. Protesters disappeared. Border crossings denied, even to reach your own family. Today, the ACLU is warning about the Insurrection Act being weaponized to deploy troops on U.S. soil against protesters. 22. States are pressuring universities to censor curriculum or risk losing funding. 23. Activists are tracked. Digital privacy is shredded, and rhetoric about enemies of the people is now political strategy. 21. If that doesn't sound like a prequel to Gilead, you're not paying attention. Social stratification. Gilead had castes. So do we. In The Handmaid's Tale, you're defined by your role. Commanders rule. Wives obey. Handmaids breed. Martha's serve. Unwomen are discarded. Today, America's caste system isn't color-coded, but it's real. The richest 10% own more than two-thirds of U.S. wealth. 26. The racial wealth gap hasn't narrowed. White households have 6x the wealth of black households. 27. Millennials and Gen Z are the first generations to fall behind their parents economically. 28. Gilead's power structure isn't fiction. It's just formalized inequality with a Bible verse slapped on top. It's not just a show. It's a warning. The Handmaid's Tale isn't prophetic because it predicted the future. It's prophetic because it remembered the past. Everything Gilead did, it's been done before, by regimes who seized power during chaos, silenced dissent, and made tradition a weapon. Now we're facing abortion bans, gender rollbacks, free speech suppression, surveillance creep, theocratic legislation, and we're doing it while arguing over Taylor Swift memes and TikTok filters. The final season drops soon. But the real finale? We write it. If we let Gilead happen again, we won't be watching it. We'll be living it.